Good morning. How are you today? Good. I am very excited to be here today and share with you what Sunday morning looks like at my church. If you are 3 or 4 or in kindergarten or first grade or second grade. We usually start our worship service with the whole congregation, and that's why you're here. And then we move into a special place. And I tell the children as we get to the door, this is a space where we walk more softly and talk more quietly, because this is a special place to be with God. Somebody might be praying and talking to God, and we don't want to disturb them. So remember that that's the way we are in here. As you go into that space, you'll be asked if you're ready for worship, just like our children are, and you will be led through a child's eye view of Sunday morning at Meadows Presbyterian Church. With that said, won't you join me in our call to worship? Psalm 95 declares,
Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Let us worship God. As we get ready to enter the worship space today, Ms. First is going to ask you if you are ready for worship. Remember, this is a special place where we walk more quietly and talk more softly, because somebody might be talking to God and we don't want to disturb them. If you are too wiggly and you're not ready, it's okay. We can wait for you. It is sometimes hard to know how to tell time. Some people like to tell time in a line, and it has a beginning and a middle and an end. This could be the beginning, and this could be the end. But this could be the beginning, and this could be the end. It's really hard to tell time when time is in a line. I know. Let's make it so that the beginning is the end, and the end is the beginning, like this. That is the way the church tells time. I have the church time puzzle here, and I want to show you all the pieces. We have 3 special days: Christmas, Easter. Oop, oop, it's hot. Pentecost. And we have purple blocks. And we have white blocks. And there are lots and lots of green blocks. Let's see if we can put the puzzle together. Christmas goes about here. And Easter about here. And Pentecost about here. Christmas is the special day when we celebrate the birth of Jesus and the mystery of how God came to be with us. It is such a special day that we need to get ready for it. It takes 4 Sundays to prepare for Christmas. Purple is the color of getting ready. So we will use 1, 2, 3, 4 Sundays to get ready for Christmas. This is the beginning that is an ending, and the ending that is a beginning. Easter is a special day. It is the day when we celebrate the mystery of how Jesus died, but he is still with us. Easter is so special that it takes 6 Sundays to get ready for. Purple is the color of getting ready, and we need 6 Sundays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Easter is so special that we celebrate it for 6 more Sundays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pentecost, it's hot, is a special Sunday. It's the Sunday that we celebrate when the Holy Spirit came to be with the disciples. And the people of God were able to do all the wonderful things and say all the wonderful things that Jesus was able to do. Easter takes us right to Pentecost. Now we have the green blocks. The green blocks take us from Christmas to Lent, and there are 9 of those in the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And all of the rest of the green blocks are the time in the year when we are growing and learning about Jesus and all about God. They are the green and growing Sundays of the year. Three special days. Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. Advent is the time to get ready for Christmas. Lent is the time to get ready for Easter. Easter is the time that we celebrate that Jesus died but is still with us. We celebrate the mystery of how God brought him back to life. It's so important that we celebrate Easter for 6 more Sundays. And the green and growing Sundays help us to learn about all that Jesus did while he was with us. This is how the church tells time. You can see that we have our big clock on the wall today, and we are in the green and growing Sundays, and what's coming really soon? Christmas! We have 4 Sundays of Advent in December, and Sundays in November, and Sundays in October, and that's where we are today. We're almost getting ready for Christmas. I wonder if you have something that you would like to work on today to help you think about how the church tells time, or how God has talked to you through our church tells time story today. Back on our work shelf, you will find pieces of paper and pencils if you'd like to draw, or some Play-Doh. You have a few minutes that you may do your work today. Just remember to walk quietly when you go to get what you need. You may go choose something to work with. You need to be finishing up your work today. If you didn't finish, it's okay. We can leave it and work on it next week. We don't lose things in our worship center. But you can put your things down right under your chair, and then we can put them away after worship today. We light the Christ candle to remind us that Jesus is with us when we read God's word. This is the Bible. It is the word of God. The story that we heard today comes from the Bible. I have marked it with a special marker, and you will see that it's highlighted. So if you would like for an adult to read it to you sometime, or you would like to read it, you can find it right here. The word today comes from Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. Listen as I read God's word. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed feasts are these. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings." This is the word of the Lord. It's time for us to have a time of prayer. God can hear your prayers even if you don't say them out loud, but you are welcome to say them out loud in this place. I will look at each one of you in the circle after I start the prayer, and if there is something that you want to pray for today, you may say it. If you don't want to pray, that's okay. God can still hear what you're saying to him, even if you don't say it out loud. You can just shake your head, and I will go to the next person. I will look at you when it's your turn. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this time to come to worship with you. It is a blessing to be with all of these, your children, today.
Thank you, God, that you are the beginning and the end. God, please be with Mark and Catherine today.
Dear God, we ask that you be with those who are grieving.
Dear God, we ask that you take care of us, meet our needs, the ones we know about, the ones we don't know about.
Lord, I pray for all the children, all the people who are welcome.
Thank you, God, for the beautiful world you created us for to enjoy.
Thank you, God, for helping baby Isaiah to grow big and stronger. And please help Lucas to feel better soon.
Thank you, God, for the life of Javier. And be with those who are celebrating his life and are sad about his death.
Gracious God, be with us each this day. And thank you for the blessing of being able to be in your midst as we come to seminary every day. Amen. It is time to change the light. The light that was once in one place at one time can be changed so that it is everywhere at the same time. This reminds us that no matter where we go, God goes with us. And now it's time for the feast. Today, our feast is graham crackers and water. Is there anybody who would like to help pass it out? Okay, Brian. Miss First is going to bring you a napkin and a cup, and I'm going to show you how to make a table out of your napkin if you will open it up in front of you and put your graham cracker on it. That way, your crumbs won't fall on the floor. And we have a little bit of water for you to drink with your graham cracker today as well. What makes this a feast is not what we eat. What makes this a feast is who we eat it with. This is a time for us to share with each other and to have a joyful time together. But we'll wait till everyone is served before we eat. Does someone have something exciting that happened in their life this week that they would like to share with us? You are really quiet today. Oh, well, that's fun. From far away or close by?
Really far away.
And where was that friend from?
All the way from town.
Wow. Did anybody else have a friend spend some time at their house this week? That's usually a biggie. You are welcome to share with the people around you the fun things that are happening in your life. Or maybe there are things that aren't so fun that you would like to share too. My children at church are much more talkative. This is the time I'm going, sit down. We would have had 3 spills by now. If you'd like to imagine our worship center at church, I meant to bring pictures and I walked off and left them. There would be shelves surrounding us with stories like the ones you see here. This is the focal shelf that has the important stories of the birth narrative, Jesus is risen, the Christ candle, and the Good Shepherd. On this side would be all the Old Testament stories that wrap around us and the New Testament stories on this side. And we have a special shelf for parables, which come in a gold box like this one, because they are a gift. We also have a desert box, which is very popular, that we try to keep hidden some days. During the work time, our children can often take a story from the shelf and work with it. And our favorite one that comes off the shelf almost every week is How the Church Tells Time in Lazarus. They love the tomb, so they like the Lazarus story. And they really can tell those stories to their parents and to each other very well. When you are finished, let me show you how to fold up your table. You take the corners and put them in the middle. And then you can put it in your cup. And I forgot the trash can. So when you go out today with your mom and dad, make sure that you put your cup in the trash can today. It is time for worship to be over for today. And so I want us to go with a benediction. Go now in peace and have a great week. Amen.